Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, and we are coming to you today with our new Film School Friday. And we have some education that we're going to be giving out to everyone. This is an education for the arts type of show for what? The entertainment industry for film and television. And everything concerning that in between. So I am excited to finally announce this new show. So if you have any questions or anything you'd like to talk about, feel free to call in at any time at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can info us at info@cleopatramemphis.com. But as you know, I'm Cleopatra Memphis, but you can always call me Cleo. So I'm so excited about this right now because we get to talk about things that you need to know, may have questions about, and even where you want to go concerning your film education. And right now, that is a big deal, especially when it comes to representation. But what we're going to talk about today, one of our definitions is going to be fourth wall. Breaking the fourth wall is one of the coolest things you see done in a film where the audience is actually spoken to within a film. It's the conceptual barrier between any fictional work and its viewers or readers. Breaking the fourth wall is awesome. One movie that we've seen that was breaking the fourth wall. If I can think about it, I can't think of it right now. It's not Daredevil. Lord, I can't think of it right now. It's one of the Marvel characters. Oh, Lord, I got to think of it. It was one of the best definitions of breaking the fourth wall because they did it so so much and so comedically that it was just crazy ridiculous. I think it's, Deadpool. Deadpool was so freaking good when it came to breaking the fourth wall that it was ridiculous. So that's a prime example of breaking the fourth wall. So if you want to see what it actually means, watch Deadpool, people. That's a really, really good one. Because you rarely see it, but when you see it, you do feel involved, and it is quite funny. So, and it will, or it can be a lot deeper, you never know. But however you want to do that, but remember, it's called fourth wall. And breaking the fourth wall is when the conceptual barrier between the fictional work and the viewers and readers are broken. So that is your Film School Friday's definition. But we also have to talk about film school. Is it necessary? And I'm going to say yes. If you need to know about it, you need to learn about it. There is so much to learn when it comes to film and television, production, set work, design, script writing, that it's beyond me. It is a conglomerate of many, many, many areas. It's a big monster that you have to control as a director, producer, writer, and then some. If you don't, then it may not go the way you want it, you know? And Netflix is now joining together both movies as well as film and television. So this is a great way to learn, and your job to learn is to watch movies and see how to film things, how things should be set up, the timing. It's so much work that goes into it, and I'm very happy that I went to film school in order to be able to give this information to you today. So whenever you want to know, just let us know here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios anytime. And that's what we do. We are education for the arts. So I'm going to say thank you so much for listening to us today every Friday for Film School Friday, which is new and going to be continued. And later on this evening at 10 p.m., we're going to be talking about our Film Score Fridays, of course, from our original films, as well as some of your favorites from your films that you love so much. But until then, next time, be great.